Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The WEEI Sports Radio Network. You're locked in to the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Laird and Fitzy are broadcasting from the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI studios. Fitzy actually remains in the remote, socially distanced Cape studio. Good morning, Fitzy. Good
morning.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ken. I am broadcasting live from the Cape Cod Shaw's and Star Market remote, just over the Sagamore Bridge studio. Right off the top of the show, Ken, quick shout out to my good friends Brett and Teresa, whose daughter Ava is turning 11. There is a giant party going on my street right now. And where am I? Inside with you. Because we know where the real party is. It's with Laird and Fitz, right?
Any other family members you want to shout out to begin the program?
It was a neighborly shout. I just did it to be a good neighbor, good person. Why can't we do that? You want to shout anyone out, Ken?
No, I don't. What beer do you want to plug today, right off the top of the program?
I would like to shout out today Definitive Brewing's Concert Mode. It's a double IPA. I enjoyed so much last night that this morning was a little rough.
I would like to point out that Wiggy, your nemesis on the morning show. Well, you've got several nemesis on the morning show.
I was going to say, it's more like nemesis.
Wiggy made things difficult for Jarrett Stidham on Friday. He has created a problem for the soon-to-be franchise. Well, I don't know if he's the franchise quarterback. Is he the franchise? You've bought in, right?
Stidham?
Stidham's the guy?
You can't say he's a franchise quarterback yet, but he is the presumptive starter. He's the next man up, if you will.
Well, he has created a problem for him. I'm going to play a clip from Wiggy here in a second, but it's a long clip, as all clips with Wiggy are.
Well, we have to get it like at least 13 nows and this, that, and the others. So,
right. But in a nutshell, he's upset that Stidham is not working out with Mohamed Sanu and N'Keal Harry, nor any of the tight ends that they have selected this year. Now, Brady's in trouble for the whole opposite end of the spectrum for working out too much, which we'll get to later in the show, perhaps. But in terms of Stidham here, we have seen that he has promoted workouts or admitted to workouts, or Mike Reese has reported workouts, only with Edelman, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's what we've been told.
And Gunner.
And Ghana. Yeah, that's right.
That was on June the 5th.
Who's not going to make the roster this year, but I digress.
Here's what Reese wrote at the time. Jarrett Stidham has been organizing throwing sessions with some of his teammates. According to Reese, Stidham has been a catalyst for the workouts, which have included Brian Hoyer, Julian Edelman, and Gunnar Olszewski. No Gillette Stadium, of course, so they've been utilizing private fields in Massachusetts at an undisclosed location. Mm-hmm. Then Brock Holt, who's a childhood buddy of Stidham's, a guy that he looked up to, as we found out from that Bradfo article, referenced Stidham and Edelman in his caption on one of his posts, and in response, Stidham said, "We've been at it, where you at, bro?" alluding that he and Edelman have been working together. But Wiggy's point, to summarize, is if it's only Edelman, where are the other guys? And if we, here's the problem he's creating, Fitzy. If Stidham stinks this year, will you admit that people now are going to take the Wiggy opinion? They're going to go back and reminisce to June of 2020, when Brady and other quarterbacks around football were organizing big groups to get ready for the season, and Stidham was doing nothing, and they're going to blame him retroactively for this being the reason he stinks in 2020.
Hmm.
True or false?
There could be some veracity to that statement, Mr. Laird, but there's a lot of wait-and-seeism, obviously, to this. And for people to start faulting Stidham, a second-year quarterback, basically a redshirt freshman, if you will, who's entering what will be his rookie campaign as a starter, having thrown all, you know, six snaps, four passes, and obviously one connection to the wrong team for six, to think that this is all on his shoulders right now is presumptively ridiculous.
Why? Whose shoulders should it be on?
It's on the team's. I mean, obviously Belichick doesn't have anyone down at the facility. He's showing some leadership by having some throwing sessions, but what is he supposed to do? Organize the entire team? He barely probably even knows half the guys, and including the new guys.
He barely knows them. He spent the whole season with them.
Well, has he hung out with Devin Asiasi or Dalton Keene before?
Okay, I mean, on the rookies, maybe not, but for Sanu, yes, and N'Keal Harry, he knows those guys, that's for sure.
Sanu got here in like late October or early November, dude. I mean, yes, of course they know each other, but they're all doing the right thing by rehabilitate. Like, Sanu is obviously in rehab. He's not even supposed to be cleared yet, so he's got to be out doing his own thing. So to say he should be having throwing sessions with Sanu is idiotic of Wiggy in the first place, but, you know, who am I to stop Wiggy from getting out over his skis verbally?
If you put aside the coronavirus stuff, which you can't really. But if this were a normal offseason, of course, if it was a normal offseason, they'd have OTAs, and they'd have 3 weeks of this stuff built in.
Right. Yeah, but if my aunt had a blank, she'd be my uncle.
Okay. But you would admit, in an ideal world, he should have Sanu and Harry with him. If he's going to work out with Edelman, he needs the other guys, too. Those are the people he's actually going to throw to this year.
I think he would, but this it tells me two things. Well, let's play Wiggy's clip, and let me give you my feeling on the other side, okay?
All right, here's Wiggy, and it's,
let me go, and I'll,
it's about 90 seconds, so...
I was going to say, should I be ready to make a sandwich or mow the lawn?
Can I sneak in? Can you do both at the same time? That's more appropriate. Here we go.
And why doesn't Mike Reese, in his report of Jarrett Stidham working out with Julian Edelman and Gunnar Olszewski, right?
Yeah.
Why isn't in there how many times they're doing this?
It says he's working out with multiple receivers.
No, it doesn't. It says, I got it right here. According to Reese, Stidham has been a catalyst for the workouts, which have included...
That means he has started them,
right,
catalysts.
Right, which have included fellow quarterback Brian Hoyer, as well as wide receivers Julian Edelman and Gunner.
Yeah.
It doesn't say... It says
workouts.
It doesn't say Julian Edelman, Gunner, and others. It's those are the only two guys that he's worked out with that we know of. Let me ask you this. Would you rather him working out with Julian Edelman and N'Keal Harry or Julian Edelman and Gunner?
N'Keal Harry.
Okay.
I would prefer to be there.
So, and where are the other receivers? Where are the young tight ends that they drafted in the draft? I've seen the kid, Devin Asiagi. Asiagi? Is that his last name? What's his last name?
Asiasi.
Why isn't it not fair to call Stidham out when we called Brady out, who won us six Super Bowls and took us to 9 Super Bowl appearances? Why are those guys out there? And if you go to social media, you can find videos of them doing it. Have we seen a video, and I know that he's working out with Julian Edelman, great, but Julian Edelman is one player on that team. Get with the rest of those guys in a group, and let's get out here and work out. He is your starting quarterback, right? He is the guy that Bill Belichick has given the keys to this car.
Right.
Why wouldn't he be then saying, hey, N'Keal, let's kind of get together?
Okay, so there you have it.
Oh, my God.
I thought he nailed those names.
Devin Asiago and Olszewski.
But, you know, if you're going to put together a receiver depth chart, it's Edelman one. Number two is Sanu.
Number two should be Harry. Number three will be Sanu.
Okay.
Number four.
Probably Jacoby Myers, sad to admit, but it's probably Jacoby.
No, it's actually probably going to be Bird, and then maybe it's Marquise Lee or Jacoby Myers. I don't know. Like,
but it's not Gunnar Olszewski.
Four through six. No, it's not Gunnar, but obviously he's working out with Gunnar because, Gunnar's available. I think Gunnar's kind of always available. I mean, that's the Bemidji State way. And that kid wants to do anything he can to make the team. Maybe the only shot that Olszewski, which we all have to call him now, drink, has of making the team is with an expanded roster or an expanded taxi squad, because I don't think anybody would pick him up after what he did last season. More to the point, my God, Wiggy should turn his check back in, or he should donate it this week for that speech. That was one of the... listen, I traffic in dumb things. I say them, I listen to them, I take part in them, I find myself on the wrong end of them on a regular basis. That is truly one of the most asinine breakdowns I have ever heard in my life. as they like to say in the corporate world, Ken, well, there's a lot to unpack here.
But he's not wrong. I don't agree with him because I think what Brady's doing is a-hole-ish, personally.
I think it's, dare I say, rhymes with mushy.
Okay. Well, I agree with you. But Wiggy's not wrong that a section of the fan base, if he stinks, are going to blame him for not doing enough today, this last week, the last month.
All right, let's start with when Wiggy did the whole, like, Belichick is giving him the keys to the car or the keys to the franchise. Yes, technically, in that he's going to be the starting quarterback, but you could put so much more trust in Tom Brady because of his acumen, his experience, his success, his knowledge of the system. Jarrett Stidham is going to be coming out with whatever the equivalent of training pants for a three-year-old, training wheels for a six-year-old on a bicycle, or restrictor plates on a car. I mean, like...
Well, that's the point. He needs to do more.
In time, he's going to do more. But it would be... You want to talk about idiotic. Here's what would be idiotic. Just putting it in Stid's hands week one and just saying, like, all right, kid, let her rip.
Bill Belichick, aren't you more likely to put it in his hands if he was proactive and showed leadership in the offseason?
Not yet, no. And Brady didn't sling it around the yard, and they didn't just put it in his hands. If you go back and look at his game-by-game breakdowns, he only started to throw the ball a little bit more as the season progressed. But Brady's attempts back in 2001 when he came in, and I think he was further along, obviously, because there was no coronavirus. There was no pandemia going on at the time. Brady back in 2001 had a leg up on where Stidham is now. Now, Stidham is doing the most important thing he can, which is hooking up with Edelman. What player on the field, Ken, has more working knowledge of the Patriot system, how Josh thinks, how Bill thinks, where Edelman likes it, since he is the most important receiver?
Yeah, but he's going to be double-teamed. It's more important to have Sanu and Harry there, really.
He's also not terribly easy. Okay, fine. He's not an easy guy to double-team, number one. And number two, even if he is, that means somebody else is going to be open. You can't be working with Sanu because he's rehabilitating. You can't just tell these guys, hey, like, Brady's working with established veterans. N'Keal Harry's a second-year player. Your tight ends are both rookies who are, you know, respectively probably in, like, West Virginia or California or Arizona, wherever Devin Asiasi lives. So, obviously, you can't just tell them, like, hey, irresponsibly get on an airplane now. I mean, get on an airplane responsibly. But, hey, against the NFLPA's wishes, in a time where we've got states that have five-digit figures of corona on a now daily basis, fly across the country and let's hold some illegal yet semi-clandestine workout so we can all get same page.
Well, that's what Brady's doing, and it's actually more important for Stidham than it is for Brady.
Probably is. Maybe it is. At the same time, this is why I don't think it's such an issue. Because the offense they're going to run this year, Stidham has some working knowledge of the system we can trust because he was there for a full year and he's been doing all their Zoom activities and everything else virtually this offseason. The most important people right now in Jared Stidham's life are Josh McDaniels, Jed Fish, and Bill Belichick, who I guarantee you he has been in touch with on a daily basis. And here's another thing, Ken. This me firstism that Brady is putting on, like the, hey, come see us at these public park workouts with me and 20 different people.
It's bizarre.
Great. Good for them. It's super bizarre. The hey, hey, bright, shiny Brady over here, look at me, is getting a little obnoxious. And what team is the last one on earth to ever do, hey, guys, over here, we want tons of press? The Patriots. For all we know, they could have been doing more in this time, Ken.
I think
but
they
guess
should
what? They're
be.
Not advertising it.
I get mixed feelings on this because, in a way, I appreciate Belichick just keeping his mouth shut and nose to the grindstone. For all we know, they have been working out in clandestine, you know, on fields and groups, and we don't know about it, and that's better for everybody, I guess. But now that Wiggy and others are going to be criticizing Stidham, I think they got to unleash a little bit of PR machine here and start to feature Stidham as, hey, this guy's actually doing stuff.
Ring. Hello. Josh McDaniels here.
Hey, it's Bill. Wiggy read us the Riot Act on EEI Friday. We gotta change our offseason.
Wiggy on EEI, that's heard around the world.
Oh, please. Yes, I know we are a worldwide global sports network. I full well understand that. But the last thing I think the New England Patriots are worried about, no offense, is Wiggy putting them on blast on a Friday in the summertime over needing to get all the guys together.
Some fans will feel this way, especially if he's
let them. Let him, especially considering the kind of offense we're expecting the Patriots to run. How long ago was Mike Reese on with us? Was that last week? 2 weeks ago? It was last week. Yeah. Okay.
We had Volan on last week. Sorry, 2 weeks ago.
Right, okay. I tried to forget that. That's right. by the way, somebody texted me the other day and said probably the hardest laugh they've had on the Greg Hill show in a long time was when Greg said Thursday morning on the air, why are we having Volan on? But I digress.
But I'm going to play a clip from Volan and that appearance coming up in a second. But go ahead.
Okay.
Continue.
So Reese told us 2 weeks ago the offense that he expects, and this is someone who's been around enough Patriots to say that he probably forgot more about them today than two of us combined know about him, and we know a lot. He said the offense he expects them to run is going to be very conservative.
Boring was the word he used, right?
Yeah, and you know what? That's good. I want the Patriots offense to, as long as it's consistent and as long as it's successful, if it's boring as watching paint dry or, you know, listening to you and Curtis argue, then fine by me. Fine.
Well, that was phase one of the hit job on Stidham this week on the Greg Hill Morning Show. Here was Volan on phase two. I believe Curtis asked him, do you find it pathetic, something about Brady? And Volan pivoted to this.
I would say the pumping up of Jarrett Stidham has been more pathetic. Like this notion that the Patriots are just going to turn around and find some kid in the fourth round pick and he'll be the next Tom Brady. I mean, he might be good, but I find the pumping of the tires of Stidham to be a little more pathetic.
Pathetic is the word he used. Basically yeah. Calling you out and Jeff Howell, I think.
That's fine. That's fine. Jeff and I sleep comfortably at night on our Giza sheets from
Howell, who wrote in The Athletic in April that if Stidham was in this draft, he'd be the third quarterback to be taken behind Joe Burrow and Tua.
Okay, maybe not. Well, maybe he would have been the third pick. I think I've been more impressed with stuff I've watched of Stidham in the past than I was Jordan Love, who I know people talk about great physical traits of. But the draft expert, it was Lance Zierlein, who we had on a while ago. He said his chief concern about Stidham was Jarrett Stidham shaking off any of the shell shock that may have come with having a rocky senior season where he obviously had some issues with the Gus Malzahn offense and they didn't throw the ball nearly as much as he was used to. So if he could shake off that rust or not be shell-shocked, he said he absolutely was a much higher talent than fourth round. So we shouldn't let where he went in the draft deceive us, nor should it make us think like, here's Belichick again, you know, finding a diamond in the rough. He's still a largely unproven commodity. We know that for a fact.
Well, here's the question, I guess, at 617-779-7937. Will you go back and blame Stidham for not doing enough if he struggles this year, especially early in the season? If he's not ready to go, do you want to see him doing more Brady stuff, even if it's not as flashy and in your face as Brady has been on social media? Do the Patriots need to make it appear like Stidham is doing more to take over the reins of the offense? 617-779-7937. By the way, coming up on the show today, my great friend Chris Curtis, I still think he's my friend, although he declared Friday on the show he is no longer my friend, gives us an update on his Florida trip, which I'm not aware whether it's a go or not. He was planning on going. Did you see the number of cases there today? 9,500 or something?
9,585. Fresh cases. That's coming off of almost 10,000 yesterday. That's a lot of people getting sick, Ken.
Well, we talked about it a lot this morning or this week in the morning show, and it's possible I got his trip canceled. I don't know. So he's going to either rip me to shreds at 3.
Or I'll be making my popcorn at 2:59.
Or be mocking as he takes the flight. Also, we're going to talk to Will Fleming, the Flemball, who will be on the broadcast this year, of course, with Joe Castiglione and Sean McDonough. 2 o'clock, Fleming joins us to talk about baseball's return and what the broadcasts are going to sound like.
A gentleman in a world of broadcasting ne'er-do-wells. Flemania is a fine guy. I am looking forward to getting a little camp insight, as well as I want to know what life was like in quarantine with the Castigliones.
I'm just going to get Jake in Boston out of the way to start the show today.
First call.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Just
and
get it over.
Coming off of this Stidham rant, are you kidding?
Let's go, Jake.
It's exactly why I called.
Oh, man, I knew it. Oh, here
first
we go.
First of all, 50.
Good morning. 50, hi, Jake. How are you? Yes, Jake, how about a little civility first?
defending Stidham because you don't like the other MVP of the snowball who without his, dozen catch performance against the Raiders in the snow, you
like
don't have
catches.
That championship in 2001. Wiggy's word, unlike yours, is rock solid here, 50.
Are you kidding me, Jake? You both. Jake, you clown shoe free bozo. Are you nuts? Wiggy's word is bought. Yes, I have heralded and championed Wiggy's work in both Super Bowl 36, where he caught the last ball to set up Vinny Terry's 48-yard bomb and his 10-catch performance in the Snow Bowl as well. The guy's great on the field. Behind a mic with his takes. Why don't you go back and revisit what he said about Lamar Jackson? What a stiff. Patrick Mahomes, what a bum. The Patriots last year going to the Super Bowl.
There.
Tom Brady
Wiggy
staying
was there
in town.
In 2001 when he saw Tom Brady earn that parking spot. So he knows exactly what went into that and exactly what Jarrett Stidham isn't doing. And you know where Stidham is ahead of Tom Brady at this point in his development? Because Stidham is literally a member of the Belichick family at this point. There is so much invested in this kid by the Belichick where they're all in. And if they fail, it's going to be a spectacular failure. So, you know, you need to know your role here and defer to the Super Bowl champion.
Oh,
and
that's what I need to do.
Champion.
Yes, he won a Super Bowl back before we even had flip phones in our pockets, you knucklehead. Yes, and I know you want Stidham to fail so badly so that maybe Linda Holiday and her Vineyard Vine Nantucket Nectar boyfriend, Barbados Belichick, will be pulled down into the Sarlacc pit of failure that is 3-13 post-Brady. Right, Jake?
That's a pretty good impression.
I don't make the decisions for what Bill Belichick's doing, but I know he's not skirting any rules to put together secret practices like Tom is. I see a very content beach tan Bill Belichick. Well, Tom Brady seems hell-bent on winning another Super Bowl. And what's Jared Stidham doing right now, Fitzy? What's Stidham doing? Does he seem hell-bent on being the hardest worker? Is he bending the rules to throw secret practices with teammates?
I don't know, Jake. You're the one who hired Peyton Manning's goons to follow him all around town so you could post about him and bitch him out on Saturday whenever we give you 2 minutes to vent.
They give you the information now. The wives are so obsessed with building their brands, they give you this stuff for free. And Mike Reese is too clueless to figure out how to use it.
That's
it. A better job reporting than I
do. That's it. Pistols at dawn. You don't dare ever come on this show and insult Mike Reese. Jake, how many times in this life have you said in earnest, that's it, I'm taking my ball and I'm going home? Oh, good Lord. All right, at least we got that out of the way. I feel better now.
That was my impression. We just get it over with.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea, Ken, because you know it's coming. So best just do it like, it's almost like beginning a doctor's visit with the shot, like the tetanus booster first before you go through the rest of like the height, the weight, and the blood pressure. So,
But in general, I don't agree with Wiggy, but he is on to something that I think sometimes the reaction this time of year is not strong. But when you see results on the field, this is going to be discussed in the fall if they start 0-2, if they start 1-4, or whatever it is.
Is it just because of what Tom Brady's doing in the public eye versus Jarrett Stidham being kept under the Patriot preparation wraps? Is that why?
Well,
it's got to be. It's got to be because...
Well, the funny thing is Brady didn't do this last year either. Where were you a year ago? Were you ripping Brady for not working out, for skipping OTAs?
A year ago, where was I? I was right where I'm sitting right now.
Okay, but how did you feel about Brady doing the same?
I was in no position at that point. I felt like Brady had earned his time off. They also were just coming off of a Super Bowl championship, which was, you know, not necessarily won just on the shoulders or arm of Tom Brady, but it was regardless another Super Bowl championship. So,
but people were ripping Brady for skipping OTAs because it was different behavior from him. That was the big thing.
Well, the biggest issue I think we all ultimately had, and this is it became apparent as the preseason rolled on, it was, hey, guy, you got a bunch of new faces, and I know that frustrates you because you'd love to be throwing to veteran talent, but you got a bunch of new faces there, and if you could put the work in with these guys, then maybe you'd be able to bring them up to speed. But he was tired of having to basically be the on-field coordinator and train them. He said as much. We should have known Brady was out on the Patriots in general last summer before the contractual stalemate. Yeah, well, we kind of admitted to it. And those of us like me tried to cling on to hope for a long time just because emotional fan child.
50-50, and then you were 60-40.
80-20.
Yeah. The day before.
Just like my favorite. My opinion just went the same way I like my burgers. 80-20.
But
yeah, no, dude, we should have known Brady was out because he wasn't putting in the time with these kids.
But that's part of Wiggy's criticism. Like, if you ripped Brady last year for not doing anything, why is there no criticism of Stidham now for not doing anything?
Why should the criticism be on Stidham? It should be more aimed towards Belichick and McDaniels, who are probably telling him, stay out of the public eye, stick with us. They have to have a plan, Ken. They're literally not just all exchanging notes like Curtis and Greg at 6:37 every morning, like, what'd you watch on Netflix last night, for God's sake?
Sadly, I've seen that. Levi in Rhode Island next on the phone lines. Hi, Levi. Hello, Levi.
Yes.
There you go.
Thank you for taking my call.
How are you, buddy?
Welcome to the party.
Thank you. I just think that this is ridiculous. I don't forget, it's either Brady, either Patriots money or mattress party. I mean, come on. There was a woman involved here. You know, we don't know what the real thing is. You know, he went on the talk radio or the show and said about his marriage. After the sixth Super Bowl, it was over. It was time to move, Tommy. You know?
Oh, so you're saying we can't blame Brady for skipping last year because Giselle was involved?
Oh, please. Of course.
Okay.
Don't insult my intelligence, please.
Well, maybe Kennedy Stidham's involved, Fitzy. I don't know. What's her
Stidham
role?
Stidham is fine. Listen, Stidham is fine. Listen, you can have any quarterback here. It was all about the issue money for the quarterback, okay? Hoyer is always going to be involved. Belichick got Hoyer here for a reason, as a wild card, as insurance, okay? Doesn't matter if they got any quarterback, but the quarterbacks that was available, they want too much money. And that was the problem with the quarterback position, was the money. Yep. Brady was the age and the money.
Well, I mean, we don't want to go back over that again, Fitzy, why Brady left. I mean, I think...
No, that's an interesting... It is an interesting point. We can't forget that there was the mass accumulation of success and championships combined with Brady needing to attend to his... or wanting to, because he was, you know... there was so much, I wouldn't say complacency, but familiarity with the two, that he probably felt like, hey, I can take this time off because I know what I'm doing. And I need to take this time off because I'm so dedicated and obsessive with it. And then once he sort of had a disappointing finale with the Patriots, mm-hmm. in his final season, the swan song obviously was pretty miserable. When he leaves, he probably says, okay, we get to move to Florida. It's going to be super fun, you guys. We're going to have a house on a river. We're going to go jet skiing all the time. We're going to live a Kenny Powers life.
He's ripping Belichick for being fun. Fun
you just
again.
Have to let me do. You just have to kind of let me do my thing one more time. Yeah, and that whole thing, like, football is fun again. Like, come on.
What a
like,
shot. What a low blow.
And actually, you know what? Mills Lane would deduct a point for that one. That was a little bit of a low
Marcellus
blow.
Marcellus Wiley talks about that. We also have some Fourier sound, not mm-hmm. appreciating the new Tom Brady. Want to get to both of those and some callers to get to as well. It's Laird and Fitzy. We're here until 4 o'clock. Will Fleming at 2. Curtis at 3 to talk about his vacation possibly being canceled. We'll get an update on that. Now, what is trending on WEI?
OMF. Weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Fitzman, we got a Celtics schedule out. Celtics have a schedule out. What do you think about this? 8 games. Of course, every team that's involved here will play 8 games. The 22 teams at Disney. They're going to open with Milwaukee Friday, July 31st, 6:30 p.m. on ESPN.
Okay, A, Wayne's World points to you for calling him Milwaukee, as the great Alice Cooper did. B, what an awesome tilt to welcome the Celtics back. Giannis and the Celts, let's go. I cannot wait.
They'll be favored against on the Washington, Portland, Memphis, Brooklyn, Orlando. 5 of these teams at least, and they get a head-to-head with Toronto. They could get up to the 2 seed.
That's big, Ken. That's big. If they can get that 2 seed, that would be, as our president likes to say, huge. Now, did you notice, Ken, there was an interesting uptick this week in Celtics hype. I noticed on ESPN, like Get Up, other programs, there was a lot of, can the Celtics win the East talk?
Yeah,
where does that come from? It's very interesting.
That's true, because I don't know if they were given a legitimate chance to beat Milwaukee before the season got canceled.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because they could get healthy and the depth of the Celtics may finally come to the forefront. We'll see.
Players arrive at Disney July the 7th. As far as the testing goes so far, their first wave of COVID testing, 16 of 302, 5% are positive. Not anywhere close to the Clemson total right now, where 14 more Clemson players have tested positive. Mm-hmm. The total now at 37. They basically have herd immunity. Maybe intentionally. I seriously think there will be teams that are going for that.
By the way, this is a terrible sports name joke, but do you think Marshall will change their name to the Thundering Herd Immunity this year?
No.
You're welcome.
NHL draft lottery last night. A placeholder team gets the first pick, and they'll likely take Alexis Lafreniere of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. And that means basically teams as good as the Penguins, if you lose in the first round, you have a chance, a 12% chance to get the top pick in the draft.
Wow.
Bruins will not be involved in that. The hockey world looking for the hub cities. Those still have not been released just yet. Mm-hmm. That's what's trending on WEI and WEI.com. And it's brought to you by Shaw's Supermarket. Now through Thursday, July 2nd, Shaw's Just For You members can pick up Coca-Cola 12-pack cans or AHA sparkling water 8-pack cans at only $4 for $9 when you activate the digital coupon. Must buy 4, limit 4 per customer. It's Ken and Fitzy.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're locked in to the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Sports Radio Network.
The problem is the old Tom Brady knew better. The old Tom Brady knew that there was always a magnifying glass on him and that everything was going to be taken out of context. So he was really careful. The new Tom Brady knows it also, yet he stirs the pot. That to me is boggles my mind. It's almost as if, you know what, I'm free. I'm a butterfly now. I'm going to live the same life as everybody else, and you're not going to hold me accountable, and I'm going to be just as free as a bird. You can't hold me down. You can't keep me down. To me, this new Brady is going to be just like new Coke. He's going to go back to being the old Tom Brady. Just like everybody hated the new Coke.
Yeah, it was bad.
He's going to go back, and they just got rid of it. It's like it never existed. Yeah. He has to go back to being the old Tom Brady if he's going to make it
It's a great point by Christian Fourier. This is Ken and Fitzy, by the way. Sports Radio WEEI on your Saturday, June 27th, with you until 4 o'clock. Will Fleming at 2. Chris Curtis, his update on Florida at 3. But great point in terms of Brady is brazenly just like thumbing his nose. He is stirring it up deliberately, Fitzy. Did you ever think you would see this day?
I did. And mostly just because he left and now he's got a point to prove. I think there is so much pressure on Brady coming from one person, one place, that being Tom Brady, that he's going to grind so hard to prove that, A, he still got it and he was worth the money and the Patriots made a mistake letting him go or doubting him because we know what that pick 199 mentality is like. And B, that he can do it wherever he goes. And it's so good for his TB12 brand, Ken. This is what he's all about. But the problem is he's now trying so hard, it seems, that he either may flame out or, if he doesn't succeed, he'll look way worse because it'll be, oh, Belichick was right, or Tom, you tried a little too hard. Most normal people would have probably walked away after all that success. You kind of had it pretty great, guy. I don't know why you felt the need to push it. I still think he's going to be successful, Ken, but this goes back to last July. You asked me earlier, where was I a year ago? And in jest, I said, sitting right where I am, but was I ripping Brady for not going to OTAs? And I said, not so much, because I figured he could take the time off and we're coming off a Super Bowl championship, so no bitching from Pats fans. But I remember last July, I was filling in on OMF a couple times, and Fourier said
he had noticed that Brady was acting different, and he said he noticed it from his social media, you know, posting the fact that he could still throw the ball 61 miles per hour, the confetti coming out of his helmet. He said he felt like he was acting out loud and that he was flexing, and it seemed weird because he's known Tom for a long time, and this felt like a different kind of Tom. So Fourier's been on this for about a year's time now, and it's really coming to bear in the face of a new team with a bigger chip on his shoulder and a huge contract with a lot to prove.
Yeah, but he's coming off as TD Tommy, tone-deaf Tommy. He's putting up the protect immune booster, no excuses. He's tying this directly to coronavirus and saying to the world, I can't get this virus because my immune system is strong.
Oh,
and it's a bad look for TB12, Fitzy. You said it's a good look for TB12. It's not a good look because this is the guy that came on the air here at WEI and famously said Coca-Cola is poison for kids and don't eat cereal with too much sugar in it. How are you going to live your life like this?
Frosted Flakes. Yeah, yeah.
Well, if you're Mr. Science and Nutrition, why are you then brazenly working out in a COVID hotspot? Well, your teammates, two of them tested positive, and Bruce Arians, like a week ago, did a PSA where he implored that the team needs to set the tone and show the world that we take this seriously and we're not supposed to. He said, it's important we all show we care about our community's health. And so, like, a week after this, the star quarterback is out there flaunting the recommendations of the NFLPA doctor and working out in groups of 20. It's just an a-hole move.
It's just not a good look, and I don't care how you feel about Corona, whether you think it's fake news or whether you haven't left your house in 4 months. Obviously, people know that we're both relatively cautious about it, and we respect the fact that it's a wildly unpredictable virus that does different terrible things to different people all over. But this is a chance. Now, when I said it's going to be good for TB12, if he wins, Ken, that's what's good for TB12. Not this look right now. And I think the fact that Brady used an FDR quote this week in his social media, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. That's basically like saying this virus is a hoax. I mean, it's akin to basically saying this is nonsense. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. By the way, you're sometimes your Sunday skate cohort, Pete Blackburn, with the absolute tweet of the week, because he quote tweeted Brady's Instagram picture saying the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And he said, oh, quoting FDR, yeah, man, obviously not susceptible to viruses. Way to go, Brady. Killed it. Absolutely.
And set at the height of the Great Depression, by the way. I mean, just to put it in context, that, like, the seriousness of the quote and then to put it out there in regards to football. I mean.
I can't believe, like, he's so hell-bent now on showing everyone that he still got it, on validating the contract, on just on winning, because we know he's addicted to winning, and there's 1,000 different former players and teammates that'll tell you 1,000 different stories about how hyper-competitive Brady is. This is just... You can't say that we didn't see it coming, but now that we're seeing it in at this magnitude, in the face of the pandemic, it's a little, all right, I'll say it, it's off-putting.
It is, and that's why Stidham is showing respect for the pandemic. Now, Wiggy's point is, find a way to work out with Sanu and N'Keal Harry before this week. Like, he hasn't seen it all offseason. It's not just the one-week thing. Whereas Brady, but now this week, I mean, I'll bet, yeah, I agree with you. I mean, Brady's not looking good. Personally, in my opinion, what do you think? Well, by the way, we did a poll on this. Are we seeing a different Tom Brady? Earlier this week on the Greg Hill Show, I believe it was 60% we are. Or do you like the new Tom Brady? And I think it was 60% no, to be accurate about the poll. But
yeah,
I mean,
this is skewed to Patriots Nation, and obviously there are some of us who are genuinely disappointed in the way Brady's acting right now. And then there's still just a lot of people that are scorned, that are just there. They'll never get over it, and it drives them crazy. I said at least it makes it easier for me to not embrace Gronk as much. Thankfully, he grew that like evil Dr. Spock goatee, so I can think it's like Bizarro Gronk now.
Let's go to Dan and Cranston next on the WEI Saturday Spectacular. Hi, Dan.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
All right.
What's up, Dan and Cranston? How you doing, my man?
Doing okay.
Right.
So you said Florida has 10,000 cases today?
Yep. Just shy of that, yeah.
And then what was it, 9 yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
9,600, yeah.
That is more than the state of Rhode Island has had through this whole thing. Ugh. Rhode Island's had like 16, I know it's a much smaller state, but think about that.
Well, Rhode Island's population is like 1/25th of Florida's, so, you know, there's some math to do in there. And I know you were told there would be no math on the Ken and Fitzy show, but...
Well, you're talking like, you know, 4 months as opposed to 2 days.
Yeah.
And then you said there's 37 guys on Clemson who have got it now?
37.
How are they going to play sports? I mean, well, it's fun to talk about, but, I mean, really?
I know.
I mean, every day that goes by, I'm like, I try to stay positive about this, but, I mean, really? How? I mean, these are informal workouts. What the hell are they going to do when they actually start to try to practice?
Especially college football. I think that's going to be a real tough one. Being on campus, and it's impossible to bubble them.
And 200,000 people between the tailgate and the stadium? I mean... It's almost impossible to think now. Dan, we go through this every week where, like, on the weekend, by the time Ken and I talk, and it's not just because I'm talking to Ken, who's obviously much more cautious about it than anyone else at EEI or on the Greg Hill show. On Saturday, I talk myself out of live sports, and then I get into the week, and then in the middle of the week, I find a way to convince myself that there's a way that they can do it. And then I come back down here and I hear from all my neighbors and I talk to some other level-headed professionals and not just, you know, knee-jerk jockeys over there at the station. And all the people I talk to, Ken, all say the same thing. No way they're going to be able to get fans in the stands, and I don't even know if they're going to be able to pull off the sports.
But for baseball, I think they will. I think they're going to get 10,000 at Fenway.
That's insane.
For how are they going to travel? Ken, you got to travel to places. Go look at the PGA Tour. That's the ultimate social distancing. These guys travel from place to place. They're using all the protocols, and they're starting to drop like flies every week.
Yeah,
it's just not going to work. It's not going
to
work.
Next man up. They got to power through. Just get the next. I mean, they got 60-man rosters, so.
I'm headed to the Packy. I'm too depressed.
Hang in there, Dan.
Get some from me, Dan.
Guys.
Hey, Dan,
thanks,
there
buddy.
Is live sports. We missed the Travelers Championship. Bridget's going to check the leaderboard for us. Who is leading the Travelers in Cromwell, Connecticut, Bridget?
Everyone, please pull over if you're so excited awaiting the update.
I love this
tournament. Yeah, this is Ken's idea. This isn't my idea. But, yeah, the Travelers Championship board right now, Brendan Todd still up at the top at minus 18. Dustin Johnson right behind him, minus 16. And I'll just give you one more. Phil Mickelson is in seventh right now, tied for seventh back 12.
Boom.
Not bad. 1,200. That's pretty good for lefty. It's live sports right there. Thank you, Bridget. That was, oof, man. I might need to take a cold shower after that, Ken. It was so exciting. Brooks Koepka was not in it this weekend.
No, he had to pull out because of the caddy. Tested positive.
Right, so he's got to go in quarantine now?
I don't think he had to. I think he chose to.
Don't you feel, Ken, that once live sports return, major American sports, I should say, that being the caveat to it, once major American sports return, how much, let's divide it up into 100%, how much of the 100% of talk that will be on sports radio, sports television, and just amongst fans in general are going to be about the games versus constant nonstop COVID updates and health management? I think it's going to be about 70-30. I think at least a third of what we'll hear about the sports will be related to this player tested positive, this guy had to leave the league, this guy's in quarantine. This guy actually got hospitalized. This team's taxi roster has now been compromised, or this team's starting to lose players. I think it's going to be maddening.
Short term, the NBA showing up on the 7th of July. So what are we talking about, like a week from this Monday or Tuesday?
Yes, sir. Week and a half, yeah.
They're going to show up in Orlando. And what's the state of Florida going to be on the 7th of July? If we're seeing 10,000 cases
empty
now. I mean, they're in a bubble for the most part, but they are having... like staffers at the place going back out in and out of the community, right?
So 10,000 people testing positive a day. Now, a lot of them could be asymptomatic, or they could just have a mild cold.
Right.
Or
I see Clay Travis has his latest tweet of the few number of deaths in the state. Great. I hope it stays that way. But I think we have seen the trends. I mean,
sure,
you can see this coming. The next two weeks are going to be rough.
Just because people aren't passing away, thank God, doesn't mean that it still doesn't suck for a lot of those people. And then the people that are around them and the places that they work. Ken, I texted you before the show. This happened yesterday. Florida, they cut off booze sales.
Well, that's why.
I mean, they don't want people going to the bars to dissuade them from going to the bars, which obviously has been problematic. Now you can't even go. You can't get a drink at a bar.
Curtis will join us at 3. He may be
speaking
getting
of drinks and bars in Florida.
He can't drink anymore, but he may be getting on a plane today to go to Florida to some Trump resort at West Palm Beach, which led to a whole kerfuffle on the show because I don't want to work with Curtis in the 2 weeks after he returns, and he doesn't want to quarantine.
Did this lead to a middle or upper management conversation amongst you all?
Because I didn't have. Everybody was accusing me of narking him out and like going behind the scenes and stabbing in the back. I did not. I didn't talk to either of the Joes. I spoke my mind on the air. Okay, and then he declared he's not my friend anymore. So I don't know. We're gonna clear it up in three.
There's actually an APB out for Upstairs Joe. I don't think anyone's seen him since May.
Will Fleming joins us at 2 for the latest on baseball's return. Will there be fans at Fenway? Where will Fleming and Joe Castiglione be? And Sean McDonough, for that matter. Are they traveling on the road? They have. I didn't think initially they were going to let radio travel, but they are now. Ooh. I don't know whether that crew will be. Maybe they'll do all the 60 games from Fenway. We'll find out at 2. Maybe Will has some details. And I want to get to, after Fleming's visit, Fitzy, the Chris Sims quarterback list, which came out this week. It actually has become, he's carved a little niche for himself. I look forward to his list now every year, as much as you can look forward to any ranking list of any group of players. But there's a couple of things that particularly jumped out on the list, and I want to get your opinion on that. We will do that, dip a toe into that water as well coming up. It's Laird and Fitzy on WEI.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The WEEI Sports Radio Network. You are locked in to the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I think this is one of the 10 best quarterbacks in football. You know, I'd like to give the big Chris Sims signal to everybody out there and go, yes, the things he can do, Mike, on a football field are special. And he is one of those guys that if he's the quarterback of your team, when you step on the field, you go, we got a chance to win the football game. Stats don't tell the story about Cam Newton. The amount of pressure he puts on a defense because of all the different things he's done, he makes defenses simplify. He's one of the greatest power runners in football. He'll sit in the pocket all day long and throw 40-yard lasers on the money, which is sometimes could be a negative. I think he's a game changer. He's an organization changer. He can do things that other guys in football can't. Yeah, maybe he's not as good as dissecting a defense like a Drew Brees or a Tom Brady, but he can do a lot of other things on the field that are special and can really help out a team and an offense.
That's Chris Sims, NBC Sports, talking about his top 40 quarterback list, and in particular there, Fitzy. Cam Newton was 10th on his list, despite being unemployed at the moment, and he gives you an explanation of the reason, pardon me, why he still is there. And that's not the most interesting thing on his list. I think we need to get to that on the back end. We'll have Will Fleming talking some baseball with us here in a moment, but if Cam Newton's really the 10th best quarterback, yep. That's a big if, the Patriots should sign the guy. That's, and he's got Stidham, by the way, 35th on the list.
Yeah, 35th. Not even ranked among the 32 starters in the NFL. He's got him ranked 35th. I mean, that's, first of all, Ken, listen to some of these career completion percentages. 59%, 57%, 61, 58, 60, 53, 59, 68, 56. Does that sound like someone who's sitting back in the pocket ripping off 40-yard lasers? Yeah, to patches of green grass and to the other team. Chris Sims sounds like a professional version of Jake from Boston, number one.
Wow.
And number two, what an asinine remark.
It just, that is such a hot take. That is so unfounded. Two Instagram hype videos in the offseason, combined with one trip to the Super Bowl where he flamed out miserably against one of the best defenses of the past 20 years. Couldn't even cover up his own fumble. MVP season, great. You know, back in 2018, Cam Newton, pretty good. Yes, he is an excellent power runner. But again, 68% completion percentage, 3,400 yards, 24 touchdowns, 13 picks. I mean, I would, if Cam Newton came here and did that, people would say, eh. If Jarrett Stidham did that this year, people would be like, okay, not bad, kid.
Well, and the medical stuff is another whole thing. We don't know what, maybe teams are waiting until they could really get him in and poke and prod him properly. I don't know. But I wouldn't have him 10th, but I don't think he's obviously, he's
10th.
10th is high. 10th is high.
Way too high.
But it would be, I like the move in comparison to Stidham. The only problem is, you know, it gets in the way of Stidham's progress, and that's a whole other discussion as well.
If Belichick didn't believe, if McDaniels didn't have the faith in this guy to come in and be able to operate their offense, which I'm sure, like we've said before, they're reconfiguring to A, be a little more cautious, and B, adapt accordingly and hopefully successfully, pardon the double adverb, to Jarrett Stidham's mobility and his traits and his and what he can do right. It just doesn't seem to make any sense at all to bring in a placeholder. Obviously, bringing in Cam Newton, bringing in Colin Kaepernick, just for their on-field skills, says to you that they don't believe that Stidham is ready or that they made a mistake by picking the kid.
It could mean you think your defense is ready, and with Cam Newton, you're a Super Bowl contender. If he's the 10th best quarterback in the league, then you're a contender, given the state of the secondary.
I really think Chris Sims should stop huffing glue because he is not the 10th best quarterback in the NFL.
Well, let's pick this up on the other side. I want to get back to this. And that's not even the most eye-opening thing on the list, personally, to me. But coming up, Will Fleming, 60 seconds away. What is baseball going to sound like on WEEI, and what's it going to look like, obviously, on the field? We'll get a little baseball fix in with one of the voices of the Sox, along with Joe Castiglione and Sean McDonough. Will Fleming coming up in 60 seconds.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.